Blink and you'll miss it. But there's a little statutory citation, numbers and letters, at the bottom of certain television commercials with a link to the Olympics. Call yourself a sponsor or use that familiar 5 interlocking ring symbol, and that citation proves you have some official connection to the Olympics. Official connection, really, to the U.S. Olympic Committee. That organization, and much to do with the Olympics, falls under federal law. It's all part of the U.S. Code. There's one statute, for example, concerning the purpose of the U.S. Olympic Committee: to obtain for the United States the most competent amateur representation possible in each event of the Olympic Games. There's a law making the committee non-political. It can't endorse any candidate for political office. But the longest statute in the series is one referring to the 5-ring symbol, the word Olympics, and exactly who or what can use them. A famous case went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. The justices in 1986 agreed with lower courts that under the statute, an organization couldn't use the name Gay Olympic Games, for example. The committee lords over the rings because the more it controls the word and the image, the more money it can get from Olympic sponsors. Let everyone use the rings, and companies likely wouldn't line up to support athletic endeavors as much. So the Olympic Committee brings lawsuits against those who use but have not received permission to use. One company, for example, could use the word Olympic on its tasty Olympic meal because it had done so since the 1930s, and the statute allows such unauthorized but long-standing use. When the same company, however, began to market to younger consumers and came up with the term Olympic Kids for its new line of baked goods, the Olympic Committee balked. And a court upheld the balking, agreeing that an Olympic grandfathered in under the statute did not mean free use of the word. Same decision, different event when a toy company wanted to produce a toy truck with the words Pan American on it. The U.S. Olympic Committee, using the same statute, kept the toy from ever reaching the assembly line. It also controls the Pan American Games. But there's at least one case that didn't turn out so well for the Olympic Committee. In 1980, officials announced that the Lake Placid Olympic Village would be given new life as a prison. A clever group designed a poster, "Stop the Olympic Prison," it urged, embellished with the 5 rings behind bars. The court decided that because the group gave the posters away for free and the posters had a political, not a commercial purpose, the statute didn't apply. As that court noted, there's now an official Olympic car, an official imported beer. Those companies make contributions to the U.S. Olympic teams and can then boast of their link with the Olympic athletes. The citation at the bottom of the ads tells us it's all official. I'm Amy Guida.